Hello and welcome to Starter Set. My name is Ed Sylvester. This is
Ollie Sylvester. How's it going?
Hello, Ollie.
Edward.
Welcome to the show that rewrites myths and legends. Ah, hi, Ollie. It's been a little while. Had a little week out.
It has, yeah. We had a week break and we got a
busy lives, Ollie.
Yeah,
busy lives.
Yeah. Jesus Christ, yeah.
That kind of brings me to first point of order and all that sort of stuff, and I'll put this out on the Discord and everything. But I think what we're going to do, because everything is ramping up a little bit in both of our perspective areas of influence, I think we're going to switch the show to a bi-weekly show. So we're talking one show every week, and we'll try and make that show a little bit longer is going to be the approach, just to kind of basically mean that the expectation is set properly, and like you guys get a show when you think you're going to get a show and all that sort of thing. And yeah, that's the plan.
Yeah, so there's not like this, oh, we're going to get a show this week. I mean, to be fair, everybody seems really nice when we say there isn't going to be one in the Discord, which you should go and join.
It's in the show notes.
It's in the show notes. But
well done.
Yep. Thank you.
No worries. Love that.
Yep. But everybody's lovely when we tell them that we can't do it or whatever. But yeah, I think it works out.
Definitely.
A bit better for us, yeah.
So that's point number one. Point number two, let's get into it. Ollie, how are you doing? You all right?
I'm good. Yeah, I'm fine.
Have you managed to play any D&D? Like, I know you
I
had
did.
To out.
You know
oh,
what?
Nice, you did.
So something got cancelled yesterday with work, so I had my evening free again. So and they had arranged a D&D session, because when I can't make the sessions, they play anyway, and I just kind of come in and out. And but I was like, oh, well, I'm free now, so I can actually join. So we did, and yeah, it was good. Just cool stuff. I got a I have two sessions to actually talk about.
That's
what happened
good.
In the first one? Oh, the first one, I found a book, right?
Nice.
Which sounds really boring, but it's going to affect my character's whole storyline. The whole thing is based around this book that I found, and basically he becomes a horrible, horrible person.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know if my players listen, so I'm not going to say any more than that in case they do, because it will spoil it. Because they think I'm a good guy. They think that I'm a good guy, but secretly,
I'm
a horrible murdering lion.
Okay,
well, not
fair
yet.
Enough.
Not yet. Not, at the moment, I am actually a good guy, but I'm going to get some shit's going to go down with this magic book. Anyway, that was first session. Then second session, we just kind of carried on with the storyline and pissed about. Yeah, it was good. What about you, Ed? Any Dungeons and Dragons?
No D&D for me. I'm somewhat expanding the horizons, I think, of my role playing at the moment. I've got a new. It's not a new campaign, but it's a new... Well, no, it is a new campaign. It's a new campaign, and it's also a new setting, new thing, right? Which is called, bear with, Wildsea. That's the RPG.
Dun, 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 dun.
Yes. It's played with a D6 system. I've just basically been invited to that, which is going to be interesting. It is online, and I've kind of made my opinions on online gameplay a little bit known.
It's not the best, is it?
No, it's not. It's not. It's not. But the setting is really cool. So I'm going to give you like a quick crank through the setting and let you know what it is. The book, the main book, whatever it is, the core rules, that's it, is gorgeous. So Wildsea, basically the setting, you are on a, I don't think it's necessarily Earth, but it's like an Earth-like planet. And some time ago, basically something, I think it's called the Verdant something, whatever.
Right.
I'm really just starting this out, so I have yet to get all this stuff kind of into my brain. But what it basically means is the entire world was transformed into a huge forest. And I'm not talking like, oh, a forest grew out of the ground. Think of it like, imagine an ocean that moves at the speed of an ocean, like a tsunami, except instead of a tsunami, it's woodland. It's wood growth.
Like the thing that Toby Rama Senju does in Naruto.
I don't know who that is.
The first Hokage.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Is that Toby Rama? I don't know.
The wood guy.
The wood guy. I think I've butchered his name, but the first Hokage, when he shoots loads of... It's called, like, forest destruction jitsu.
Makes
or some
a huge
load
like
of
forest.
Yeah.
Yeah, fucking imagine that, but forest, on a planetary scale. That happened, like, some time ago, and now the world is travelled much like sort of like a pirate slash on the ocean, but it's travelled on boats, but the boats, like the things that drive the boats, are just massive chainsaws, like on the bottom of the boat to like go through the trees.
It's a little bit like, what's that book series called?
I know the one you're talking about.
Mortal Engines. It's a little bit like Mortal Engines, that's what I'm getting. But with
probably
giant
similar,
trees.
Yes. But the playable races are really weird and quite interesting. There are cactus people.
Oh, sick. I want to play this already.
Yeah,
just from that.
Fungus people. There are like kind of like Warforged, except they're not really Warforged. They're kind of like souls that then coalesce and gather things around themselves, and usually that's like scavenged bits of technology and boat and whatever. So like you could have a guy whose head is just an anchor kind of thing.
That's sweet.
So it seems really, and there are humans, but they've kind of gone through some metamorphosis type things. There are moth people, spider people.
Oh, that I want to play this, Ed.
Yeah, it seems interesting.
I have a character idea. You ready?
Yes,
ready for this?
Please.
Just off the dome, right?
Off the dome.
Fungus person. There's a Fly Garrick, who licks himself and gets fucking like high as fuck all the time because he just licks himself because he's Fly Garrick. Yeah.
Nice, excellent. Sick. I actually went. I went to do a walk recently in some woods close by, and I have never seen so much Fly Garrick around.
Oh, cool.
Honest, there was like, and they were huge, Ollie.
Yeah.
You know when you see like cartoon, here's a drawing of a poisonous mushroom and it's the red with the big white dots on it and everything, and it's quite like chunky. Never seen them before. Honestly, loads of them. And they were everywhere. It was dangerous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Were they in little circles?
They were in little like...
Oh, hell yeah, that's cool.
Little connection pieces.
Stuff. Yeah,
yeah. Sacrifice. For those of you who aren't necessarily fungus-based factoids, Fly Garrick is really poisonous. It's the mushrooms that has the red caps with the white dots on it, basically.
Yeah, do not eat them. You will die.
Exactly. Thank you, Ollie. There's a starter set seal of approval. This is the message for the day.
Do not eat a Fly Garrick. You will die. Confirmed.
Yeah, exactly. So that's interesting. I'm looking forward to starting that out.
Yeah, that sounds good. I might look into that because that might be quite a fun thing to get some of the new players where D&D is a bit too much for them.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Nice. Well, the rules are free to begin with. Not a full rule set, but they've got like a starter set equivalent.
Like a starter thing.
Free rules, and all
I'll look at that.
Thing.
Yeah, I'll look at that.
Swapaganda, there you go. Right, speaking of a starter set, this show is called Starter Set. We do play Dungeons & Dragons. So listen, Ollie Wally Woo Woo, do you want to bring us in with a blast on the horn, my friend?
Sure. Now, note to the viewers, I have let my mustache grow and it is getting in the way of blowing the horn. So, we will see if this works. Yeah, I'll take that.
Yeah.
I say that after every single one.
No, I like it. I like it. That's pretty good.
That's a short
one. So, the fire is lit and there are stories to tell.
Yes.
We return to the Bryn bobbing around in a sea along the Whale Road, surrounded by a freezing mist, thick and obscuring, dulling all senses. Oh, even yes. The wood of the ship under your hand, Normanda, feels viscous. Of course, we join the crew and Normanda after he's had a little bit of a vision, or a kenning, a telling.
Mm.
A vision of a dwelling on top of a cliff that cuts through the sky like a finger pointing to the heavens themselves. On that cliff, squat and holding, you felt an anger, an aged anger, dwelling bitter, that's been left to fester.
Yeah.
That was your right. vision and your kenning.
Yes, it was, wasn't it?
It was. We return to our boat, our travelling capsule, we'll call it.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
Thinking about that, then, the... All right, we're stuck in a fog. I think it's like the moving fog that's on the land that kind of traps people, but like a sea version. Right. I would like to focus my mind entirely on that cliffside, right? Because okay. if this is how you described the land one. Right, an actual being, right?
Mm.
Semi-sentient, like, is sentient enough to realise that if they fucking die in me, I will consume them.
Yep.
Right? Then, maybe there's, like, a way to trick it, and maybe if I just think about where I want to go really, really, really hard, and then kind of direct the ship that way, or... Oh, yeah. Yeah, let's do that. Let's do that first. I would like to think heavily on where I want to go and direct the boat in that direction.
Okay. Is there any area that is calling out to you?
Forward. What do you mean, Edward?
I don't know, like, if you're just trying to move the ship with your mind, or are you suggesting as a command to the crew of which way to go?
I just want to focus on it and see if I get feeling, and then when I get the feeling, just kind of be like,
okay.
Crew, it's 5 degrees,
port. Yeah. All right, do a little legend roll, please, Ollie.
Sure, I can do that. That's kind of terrible. Eleven.
You think you're getting a vibe, from just a little to the left?
Okay. Just head a little bit left. And
cool.
Continue doing what I'm doing.
The rest of the boats, the rest of the crew at your command, turn left. Start to row into the, into the fog. You still have that, like, you've got a the same kind of view which gathers around you as you're going forwards. The ocean is calm. There is just this fog that gathers around you. Bass, what are you doing? Why are we going that way?
I just got a feeling. Look, Cloud, I think we might be inside some kind of sentient mist of all-consuming matter, or something. I don't know what it is really. I just got a funny feeling. I've heard these tales of a fog on land that consumes what dies within it, and I'm worried we're kind of in that same thing. But on the sea. So I just kind of got a vibe from going a little bit left, so that's where we're heading. I have a question for the Dungeon Master. Did I tell Cloud previously about the vision? I can't remember what happened.
I think you've kept it somewhat to yourself so far.
Okay. Okay, I'll continue to keep it to myself then.
Yeah, fair enough.
Cool. After like an hour or so, maybe I'll try and think of the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Or potentially kind of try to talk to the mist underneath my breath without kind of trying to like call out to it, just kind of like whisper like, you know, you don't really want to eat us. We're not that tasty.
Your no. Strange muttering, like the crew kind of, as you're doing it, look around a little bit and they're all, Atcha comes over. She's like, is there a new person of him? She sort of like points towards Cald. You're sort of talking to yourself.
No, just, you know, thinking of some new things to say when we, you know, trash talking the enemy. Oh, you don't want to eat us. That kind of thing. You know, catch them off guard. Yeah.
Okay.
My charisma.
Interesting.
Then I'll just continue to try and convince the mist to not consume us.
Sure.
This could just be mist and you're just fucking with me and I'm just talking to this fucking mist for hours.
You can talk to this mist all day long.
Ooh, little cough.
Okay. How long do you want to do this for?
15 minutes, just to see if I get some form of response.
So 15 minutes.
I'll do it in my head as well. Nice. Just to see if he's like telepathic.
Rowing of the rowers keep moving you to that point that you kind of suggested. You get no response back, if that's what you were expecting from talking to this mist. It is cold, it is wet, everything around you has kind of got a thin layer of water over it thanks to the fog and the freezing element, and as soon as it hits your skin or anything like that, it immediately becomes back to water. But you get no intent or anything extra. Maybe your imagination's gone a little overboard on this one.
Yeah, I think it might have. I'm so used to getting ambushed by random items within Dungeons & Dragons that I've overthought. Mist. You know what? Fuck it. Let's just treat it like actual mist, shall we? Cloud, what direction do you think we should go in, mate? Because...
Well, I thought we kind of were...
Are we going in the right direction?
I think so. Ish. There's... You know, there's something in that direction, in the way that we were going.
Okay,
the
well...
The movement kind of stopped, and we're... There's no change.
Yeah, right. Full speed ahead then, men, and I'll, you know...
All right.
Help with the rowing, and we'll just crack straight on with it.
I'm just going to do a couple of rolls, just to see some things, Ollie. Oh, they're interesting. Excellent. The rowers bend their back, start cranking it out, and you basically feel the boat shift underneath your feet as it begins to haul forward in the direction that you were expecting.
Excellent.
The team keep this up for a huge amount of time. It's rare that you've seen them kind of put this much effort into continual rowing, especially in this sort of environment. But they absolutely crank it out. There's a moment where Atcha gets down with the crew and starts rowing as well. Everybody's pulling their weight considerably. You and Cal giving navigational tips and tricks.
No progress.
The fog still stands. The mist still stands around you. Cald informs you, still no movement here, boss.
We've made no progress, or...
I don't know, or the whatever it is out there ain't coming, or ain't moving, or is moving at the same pace. It's a weird one.
I think we're fucking stuck, you know? What if we try and row backwards?
Okay, sweet.
You might have stumped me on this, Ed. I'm not going to lie.
It's okay, don't worry. You turn around to the crew and go, "We're going to row backwards."
I think we're in some kind of beast's trap still. Can we just row backwards for like 5 minutes to see if we make any progress?
Sweet. They all look a bit confused, look around. But you are the captain somewhat, or at least the leader of this party. And you begin to slog backwards. Fight that 5 minutes pass.
Any progress, Cloud? Nothing?
No.
We further
Same
away?
Same kind of vibes. Same thing.
Fuck. God damn it. What does the sea look like? Is the sea moving?
The sea looks pretty flat. Like, it's not choppy. It's not all completely flat either. There's movement on it. Do a quick perception check, please, Ollie.
Yes.
As you're looking out across the sea.
Okay, not bad. 19 plus whatever my perception actually is. 19 plus 4, 23.
Okay. So, yeah, that's pretty good. With that, the sea around you, yeah, it's moving as you would expect the ocean to move, but you notice that there's a slight deviation in it, one that you would usually expect to see with tidal movement, so backwards and forwards kind of thing, and it's all going backwards. Very, very slight. And then even as you're watching it, that slight movement of it going backwards starts to build a little bit more. And it keeps building until it's very clear that the water is kind of shifting out. There's shifting out from underneath the boat. Whether you're getting moved with it or not, it's difficult to ascertain thanks to the encompassing mists and the lack of it, you know, being entirely obscuring to your eyesight and any potential thing to orientate yourself around.
Okay. But it seems
to be moving backwards quicker and quicker.
What if we just stop rowing? Like, entirely.
You stop rowing?
Yeah, just let the current take us.
Cool. And then as you stop rowing, you can see it, even as you've been talking and having that thought, it keeps increasing and increasing and increasing. And then you feel the boat. You don't know this because you've got nothing really other flat to begin with it, but you feel the centre of gravity shift towards the boat, implying that potentially you're moving upwards there's a like climbing a hill but backwards along the boat, and then you can hear now encroaching through everything the shift of water starts.
Does it sound
to
like
more.
Rushing water? Like, are we about to
Getting
hit rapids?
There.
Warn everybody that there's potential rapids and to hold on and to maybe strap themselves in.
Alright, so the crew definitely strap themselves in and kind of hold on to things and begin.
I'll do the same thing where I tie me and Atcha together.
And Cald gets down, grips like the inside of your coat, the cloak that you wear. Kind of batten down the hatches, and it's a good job you do that, because even as you're going through this, you start to hear a low, it's imperceptible to begin with, but only because it's so all-encompassing, there's a low rumble, and the water below you begins to lift even, like, more rapidly at that vertical approach. The boat gets lifted up further, and then you get into a position where you're almost standing vertical to the floor, because you can see as the ocean basically splits and moves and shifts back, you can see the bottom of the ocean bed as it is revealed, as you go backwards up this huge amount of water.
So we're climbing, are we? Or falling?
You're climbing at the moment.
And
you can see the bottom of the ocean. Sludge, you see fish, you see crustaceans.
Anything interesting in the mud?
It's about 100 metres in front of you, 200 metres in front of you. Like, there's a, you're not that far off. It seems like wherever you are, you're relatively shallow, But from where you are, it's more of the sense of, shit, hold the fuck on, because it's rising and rising. And you look back and you can see that the water behind you, you've got about another 200 meters worth of like climbing. A wall of water that is going up. As you reach the pinnacle, I would like you to do a legend check for me, please.
Sure
thing. Or an insight check.
Which one's better? That's the question. Insight. I'll do an insight. It's way better.
All right.
16 plus 6. 22. Yeah.
Cool. 22. Excellent.
Yep.
So. Yeah, 22. As you're up and you're at the top of this, you have a memory that is linked in with something that you've seen, because you swear that down at that split and that gap in the ocean, you swear that you can make out like the end section of a finger, but parting all of this ocean. It's almost like you can recognize the tip, a slight representation of a nail, and the indentation of a knuckle bone.
Made from
huge.
Made from like actual bone or from
no
rock or.
And that's the disconcerting piece. It looks to be of shadow.
Okay.
And you can only see it and only recognize it because you are up so high. Usually it would just be nondescript. It would be like clouds, like the shadows that are given from clouds.
Huh.
As you're taking this in, that shadowy whatever it is disappears entirely, and the ocean around you begins to fall. The speed at which you're taken,
okay,
just plummeting down. It's like you're on one of those water rides, except it's just huge and horrific. The you can feel the power of the sea unleashed after being held back behind you, and your boat rushes forwards. It pierces through the freezing fog. The freezing fog kind of rolls in front of you as you get down towards those levels, back towards that sea level that you're at. But you're coming out at such speed. You've never experienced it, probably anything like this speed before, based upon, you know, a lack of cars and things like that.
Yeah. Shit. Okay. And we've just popped out of the fog, have we?
You're going down into it, and Calden is like, "Oh my god!" as you're flying towards this thing. Smash, you go into. So usually you obviously had that piece where you're moving either slower enough or with enough or not enough. However, you've yet to figure out how you were moving or weren't moving during that point, where the mist would be a good, like, sections in front of you. You're moving at such speed that you feel like you can just, you're just plowing through it. You break out of whatever it was, if it was a mist spirit, a something dangerous or whatever, and you see it churned up by whatever great force that moved the ocean in such a way.
Is that movement within the fog?
Doesn't feel like it.
Is it like something's lifted their arm through a big old cloud? So you'd kind of see like the rolling of the mist?
Maybe.
Can I see?
You could think that. The things that you've seen in this is what you've seen.
Okay, right. Okay.
All right.
Okay, cool.
You break through, though, and you see mist churned up by whatever great force it was that obviously created that oceanic rift.
Yeah.
And it begins, the mist, as it's churned, basically begins to create a thick layer of cloud, and the smell of ozone begins to sort of fill the area, that freshness that we get. You see as well, to your left of your position, left of your position, you see another sail, and you also see the same mist bank. That's girl that's been travelling with you, a huge amount of it. And it's rolling up, turning into cloud, and as you look up, you see those clouds begin to impact into each other. Rain already starts to fall, thick, solid droplets. and you hear the low rumble of thunder begin to ring out across the land.
You said there was another sail?
Yes.
What?
Another boat.
From another boat? Is it sunk or is it sailing? Is it...
Seems to be sailing, moving at the same speed that you're at.
Any flags I would recognise?
From the distance that you are, the only reason why you can see this is because you know what the silhouette of a boat looks like.
Okay. Huh.
That is interesting.
Yes.
Of course it's interesting. You've seen another boat. However, it's not really as interesting at the other things that are around you. For in the distance, maybe a quarter of a day's journey on this boat, you see land, basalt cliffs cutting into the sky, and maybe about two-thirds of the way down, if you take the distance between you and that ship, split it into thirds, and then two-thirds of the way down towards that ship, you see something you recognise. You see the great finger from your vision, that cliff that pokes into the sky, and undoubtedly on top of it, a dwelling.
Cool. Men, ladies, I found where we need to go. See that cliff with the house, with the dwelling? I had a vision earlier today, and that's where we need to go. I don't know why. I don't know how we're supposed to get there, but that's where my vision took me. Also, stay high alert because I also got a sense of anger and bitterness from this place. But full speed ahead. Let's go.
All right. You see the collective. They all kind of shift together, start to row in towards you. Cald... As you shift the boat and move it, he's Bass. Hey, yeah, we're getting closer again.
Perfect. That's what I like.
I can feel it.
Okay.
All right.
Great. right, you just keep us on a steady track then, and Atcha, you sit here with the directions and get us as close as you can.
Okay. So, your rowers keep on rowing. Now they know exactly where they're going.
Hey.
And you begin to make pace across the land. You see the land to your right, because now that you've turned the ship to get down that, in that direction. Great jagged cliffs. They are grown at the top. You see guano that kind of stains the otherwise grey stone, and seabirds, many of them you know, some of them you don't, in their nests. Occasionally you see a seal or maybe a porpoise, don't know. As you move down, the boat that you saw in that direction, as you get closer, has shifted just behind the jutting of the cliff. In your vision, you know that to be that there's a beach on that side of the cliff.
Yeah, I was going to say to Atcha to follow that boat if it was heading in. So,
yeah,
Atcha will be following that. We can't really stealth in a boat, can we?
It's harder to do. Yeah. You can have a crack at it, certainly.
Maybe we just try and stay a bit. No shouting, everybody stays a bit quiet, and we'll try and slowly, stealthily come up.
Stealth it up. Okay.
You want me to roll?
Yeah. Yeah, go on then.
5 + 5, so 10. I suppose that's alright.
Yeah, not bad at all. Yeah, that's all good. So the... Well, I mean, it is what it is. And it's a boat.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you come somewhat sploshing around the... around the cliff edge. And it all starts to make a little bit more sense. Because as you come around the edge, you can see a difference in the vessel that you saw down the edge. And your perception of that vessel was, hey, it's probably one of ours or something that's similar sized. But as you get closer, you notice that it is about a third of the size extra in scale to what you're used to.
That's just bigger.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And the thing that gives it away the most is standing next to the hull is large gravestone grey skin, tall, not as tall as some of the ones you've seen, but definitely tall, thinner than you're used to, stands a giantkin.
Just one?
Just one on there.
Shit.
Do a quick perception check for me, please, Ollie.
Yes.
As you notice that one, very obviously.
What is that? 14 plus... 4, 18.
Okay. 18. Yeah, so... interesting. I'm just going to do a roll my end, I think.
Sure.
Oh, yeah, okay. That's all that you get from what I've described, I'm afraid, Ollie.
That's fine. So, one giantkin on the beach next to the big boat.
Mm-hmm.
Is it the same... you said it's slightly slimmer than the ones that I was used to.
Mm.
Does it look alone?
From what you can see at the moment, yes, okay, very much so.
Right. I'll go over to Cloud.
Cloud. Hey, Bass.
Huh?
Hey.
Hey.
Hi.
Do you see that? I presume.
Yep.
Yep. Right.
I ain't seen him before, though.
No, you don't recognize him. That's exactly not that what I was going to ask. Can you speak giant, kin, language? What is that?
I mean, yeah, sorta, kinda.
Is it common?
They can speak common.
Okay. Right. Fucking
hell.
You got the
eye, you got that close by? Because that's, you know, that's what those guys want, right?
Oh, shit. Yeah, that's true.
And I should probably say that the one that I felt, it's close now, and it's moving. It's up there moving.
It's moving, is it? Is it coming from the house?
I don't think it's from the house, but it's moving up there for sure.
Right. Okay, well, look, lads, and I'll kind of address the whole crew here. Look, lads, you see that there's a giant kin there. Be on guard. But don't attack until it looks like we're about to be attacked, because I have a funny feeling he's a different giantkin to the ones that were at the village. So let's just play it cool for a second, and if he gets a bit leery, we'll just, you know, bum rush him and attack all at the same time. Everyone. I think that's what it's going to take to defeat these guys, because they're so powerful.
He's waving at us. That's Atcha.
Okay.
And sure enough, you see the silhouette that you've seen, and the waving away.
In a friendly manner?
Looks to be a greeting.
Yeah, let's go. Right. I kind of get up on the head of the ship and wave back and call out, we're coming to shore. Are you friend or foe?
Makes no response to that.
Cloud.
At all. Finish the wave. It's literally like a singular sort of wave of greeting.
Cloud, tell us, how do I say that? How do I say that in giant?
He gives you like a rough estimation. I think that'll do it. I don't know.
Can I try and say the same? I don't.
Yeah, do a charisma roll, please, Ollie. Yeah, straight charisma check on this one.
All right. Come on. Let's go. 15 minus 1, 14. Is that 15? Yeah. 14.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's not terrible.
No, it's not terrible. You make those noises that you saw that Cald basically made for you. There's no change in the vigor standing, but your boat, however, is moving steadily towards the beach, not long until you'll be beaching and pulling up.
Yeah, so it's kind of like a bonjour, je m'appelle Normanda.
Yep.
That's giant speech is now French.
Is awful GCSE French. Yep. You got it.
And I can't speak anything else other than that. So
that's it. Brilliant. And I don't know any, so that's going to be really shit for me. It's perfect. Anything else you'd like to do in?
I would actually like to lash my you know, I've got one spear made. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I have the glowing rock spear end. I would like to
the one from the big coral thing from when you battle. Yes.
From the seahorse octopus. I would like to lash it so I kind of have like a double-ended mega spear.
Double-ended mega spear. Yep, certainly you can do. We'll say that you've done this a little bit during the collective of the journey, but there's no reason why you wouldn't have found some time to be able to do that and lash that on there. There's no potential benefit to doing that.
No, I just wanted one of them together so they looks kind of cool. You know?
Yeah, visually looks very interesting. Yeah,
a little bit like Darth Maul.
Sure.
Yeah.
But with a longer, teeny tiny lightsaber bits.
Like tiny little lightsaber bits on the end, yeah.
Yeah, love it. Yeah. Excellent. Yeah, good. So that is that's and the boat basically grinds to a halt as you come up on the beach.
Yeah. I will
sure enough, Giantkin stands there. A little bit different. You see richer clothing maybe, or clothing that's not aligned with what you saw when they assaulted your town, when they assaulted Prodria.
Okay. I'll say to the crew, wait here a second. Let me go first. Mm-hmm. And I will with my double-ended spear and my shield on my back, kind of using the spear as a bit of a walking stick, so it's not threatening at all, but so that I'm not armed, you know. Jump off the front of the bow of the ship and start heading over, and I'll just repeat the greeting.
Yep, je m'appelle.
Je m'appelle Normanda.
Right, yep. Excellent. Perfect. So you see the Giantkin spread his arms. First thing that you notice is there is a willow cage at his hip with a Gregauch contained.
There is. Okay.
Yes, there is.
Damn. I would have brought Cloud with me.
You wouldn't have.
No, I would have. In my pocket.
Yeah, so Cloud sits wherever he
is. Yeah, he'll be hidden. I'll tell him to hide. Sorry.
So it extends its hands wide. You glimpse the willow bark cage.
Yeah.
And he speaks long and loud with a rich, booming voice. My friend tells me here. And he hits the small cage and the Gregauch inside, that you bring an item of power.
Well,
it is dull, though.
Oh. It's dull?
Or dulled in its appearance to his supposed, and he rattles the cage, perceptions.
Can I, well, I'm not really sure what he's talking about.
If you remember when you put the stone in the chest.
No, I know. I'm trying to juke him, Edward.
Ah, I see. All right. Sorry.
I know not what you speak of, good sir, but you're very interesting. I mean, look at the size of you. You're very intimidating, and maybe you want to become part of our crew. We're always looking for fine sailors. You have a nice big ship, and I don't know what he is, but he looks interesting as well. May I have a closer look at him?
At this here?
Yeah. What is that? What is
gesturing
that?
Gesturing towards the cage.
Yeah.
No, that's fine. That is for me to know.
Ah. Okay. Well, what's your name, mate?
Ah. Names, yes. You, or your people, seem to put a lot of names. But you can call me Kagog.
Kagog.
If you must.
Well, what a pleasure to meet you. What are you doing here?
Again, stranger. My knowledge for me.
That's fair enough. We were gonna make a pit stop anyway. Do you wanna join us for some food? As we are pitched up at the same beach? Anything?
Looks down at you from his considerable height. If I was to eat with you or break bread, it would be like breaking bread with a sheep. Pointless.
Well, that's to say I probably have tales to tell you, and tales means knowledge, and knowledge means power, so...
Yes, you're probably right in that. Hence why you stand here before me, unbroken.
Right.
So why are you here?
We just came out of this big old cloud and a massive wave threw us all over the place, so...
Ah. Yes, you got caught in the wave, did you?
Yes. That wasn't very good, so we just kind of come in to...
Good!
Recuperate.
It was magnificent.
Yeah, it was good. It was very impressive.
Much like you little folk to not understand true power's effect on this world.
What does he mean by that? Can I make an insight check on that?
What does he mean by that, Ollie?
Yeah,
you probably could do a little insight check on that.
Oh, baby, that's a good roll. 16 plus 6. So, again, 20-something.
22.
22, yes. That's
oh,
nuts.
Baby, a triple. So, insight. In comparison to what he's just said, it was powerful. Of course you've recognized it as powerful. Why would that not be the case? It's weird. Why would he say it as that it wasn't you recognizing that in the first place? Strange. So he's clearly referring to something else. In terms of his mannerisms, I would say right now it's like somebody who is playing with their food is probably the best description.
Okay. So, not 100% friendly, but not coming at me. But also, like he would easily be able to kill me.
Maybe. Don't know.
Well, sorry, I've forgotten your name again.
Yes, of course. Kagog.
Kagog, yes. Kagog. Excellent.
And
what
remember
a fine
it this
name.
Time.
I will. Kagog. Right. Kagog, Kagog, Kagog. Okay.
Right. You can just ask me, Ollie, if you want
no,
to.
No, it's fine. Kagog. Well, I mean, look at our ship there. You can see what we have strapped to the front, that beast's head. Look at it. It's really cool. It's like a giant seahorse.
Mm.
Yeah. Do you want to know how we killed that? We are adventurers, you see. Just going through and finding adventure. And
all right.
You look quite
well, I suggest that you then move on from this place.
Why?
It is a suggestion, my suggestion, one that you should probably take.
Well, you know what, friend? Let us regroup first, and then we shall leave. But give us an hour or two.
You have 15 minutes, or whatever the equivalent of 15 yeah. minutes would be in their time, because they don't have clocks.
Okay, cool. Edward,
yes,
how much range weaponry do we have?
Ranged weapons. So you've maybe got two hunting bows across the crew. Your spear obviously can be thrown. The crew are not really super fighters, but they can defend the boat to a certain degree with, you know, boat hooks and bits of wood and all that sort of thing. Atchard has zero
ranged
weapons.
Okay.
And Cald is wielding your food knife.
Right. As I'm walking back, I would like to whisper to Cloud.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And just say, look, he had a little willow cage and probably a Gregalth in there. Did the Gregalth make himself known to me?
I can see him,
can't I? Yeah.
You could see it. Like, it's got gaps in it. Okay. The Gregalth in there looks a little smaller than Cald, but it was, like, sat on the floor looking relatively beleaguered.
Okay. Look, right, Cloud, do you want us... I'm going to take your word in this, because obviously you've helped us so much. Do you want us to free your kinsman?
If you can, boss, that would be good. You should do it.
Okay.
The other thing is, that guy probably knows that we got one of the things here.
Yeah, but hopefully I've punked him and he doesn't realise.
Yeah, okay. I mean, I can feel it, and if he can feel it, then the one that they're holding can definitely feel it. And there's one up there too.
Okay. There's two. Right.
Well, there's ours.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, and then there's obviously the one up there. Right. Okay. Okay. Atcha, come with me. And...
Mm-hmm. Steps off the boat.
Excellent. I'll say, crew, we have 15 minutes given to us kindly by this fine gentleman. And I think we should probably leave. And then I'm going to whisper to them, you guys leave, circle around the island, or go away like you're leaving, and then turn around and come back once you've killed this guy. Okay? So you guys just stay out of range, shoot him a couple times maybe. You guys have bows. Right,
you see some of the crew kind of like raise an eyebrow. Tora goes, oh, yes, right. Okay.
Yeah.
Could you do a deception roll, please, Ollie?
Oh, yeah. Oh, hell fucking yeah! Natural fucking 20! Let's
nice.
Go!
Excellent. So, your deception it's of, working. Yes, we're leaving, has very much worked, yes. And the ship, basically the crew go to make the ship ready. Where are you going?
I'll just... me and Atcha will... say... I'll just call
Seven
out.
Minutes.
I'll just call out. Oh, right. That's fine. I'll just be like, oh, we're just going to get some firewood. Don't worry about us. And then walk a bit further inland.
Mm-hmm.
And then try. Is he still watching us?
Yes.
Is there any way we can get out of his vision?
So, based upon the way the beach looks, let me give you a bit more of a description of that. Sure. So the depth of the beach is about 50 meters before, and it's thick. It's not sandy, it's thick, solid rock beach kind of
thing. Okay, yeah, 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 I know what you mean.
Yeah. it then almost immediately hits the bottom of these cliffs. There is like shale and some cliff debris at the bottom, which appears to have fallen a long time ago because there's grass growing on some of it. The rain, by the way, is lashing down as well around you.
That's fine.
And that smell of ozone and thunder and still rumbles in the distance.
Me and Etcher are just going to kind of pretend to pick up some driftwood and kind of get within about sprinting distance. So about 30 feet from him, and just kind of be like talking the whole time, like, oh, we're just going over here to grab this bit of wood.
Yeah.
Do not worry about us.
So do a deception check again, please, Ollie, just to see if you can get into that position.
Yeah, that's fine. Not so good. Deception is 13 minus 1. 12.
Okay. I just need to roll for... Yeah, okay. So what would you like to do, Ollie?
Are we in position?
If you can get into your sprint position.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
We're both within 30 feet. I'm going to throw my spear at his face.
Okay, fine. Seeing through your very weak
deception,
he is very much ready for this.
Fuck.
He brings the cloak round over the front of his chest. And it's at this moment in time, because the way the cloak kind of falls is, if you imagine if he was to stand in a T position, it would be like there's a curtain on each arm that goes to the bottom.
Like Gandalf's cloak.
Yes, yeah. But much straighter.
Okay.
Imagine you get two blankets and you just hold them on your arms straight. As he brings them round and over, you hear the rustle and clink as you notice that the bottom of these sort of bits of cloak have weights and small metallic objects sewn into the bottom of them. Brings it over. What did you throw? Your spear?
Yes.
Okay. As if to block this, we will say...
Shall I roll an attack?
Yeah, I'm just trying to figure this out. You can roll an attack, but it'll be at disadvantage.
All right, sure. I think I have an inspiration, so... No, I won't,
we'll
I won't use
what
that.
Goes.
Okay, they're both pretty good. I got a 15 and an... is that 15 or a 16? I got a 16 and an 18. So, plus...
Okay.
3 to both of them.
Excellent. So, 21... sorry.
So, 16 plus 3 is 19.
19. Good stuff. All right, the spear is thrown, and it whistles across the stones. You see Kagog. I almost forgot it myself.
I've already forgotten it, I'm not going to lie.
Have a quick wry smile as he brings his arms over to shield himself like a curtain in front of him. And the spear just manages to, as he brings it forward, just manages to go through, and you hear him grunt as it strikes home. At that moment, Ollie,
yes,
lightning splits the sky and hits the top of that cliff where that dwelling sits, where whatever it is, that point of anger and festering stuff maintains. That is where we're going to end tonight's show, I think.
Fuck. I want to kill this guy so bad.
A little scrap.
Yeah.
And undoubtedly some revelations on what the flip is going on,
Ollie.
Yeah,
okay. I really wanted a giantkin as a companion, but I think I fucked that option.
I think you're okay.
Okay.
I think you're okay, Ollie,
all right.
On that. So, we have been Starter Set. You have been our listeners. Roll well, and we will see you in 2 weeks.
Yep. Hell yeah.
Lovely stuff. Thank you very much. Goodbye.
Goodbye.